The intersection of 18th and Wood Street was blocked off Monday morning to allow city work crews to make a dent in a large pile of debris left on the street. Wood Street resident Jazz Calibri says that residents are actually happy about the clearing that's taking place.
This is the spot where they told us to put our trash, so we've been wanting them to pick this up more regularly. In fact, this is the spot that we've been requesting several times for them to put dumpsters down, so it would make their job easier to remove it and our job easier and less blight and debris and less of a health safety hazard if it wasn't a dumpster, but they haven't pulled through on that, so literally we just have to pile our trash on this corner. We've been wanting them to take this for a while.
Wood Street residents say they have been dealing with flooding due to clogged drains and poor drainage in general throughout the encampment. Mona is a resident who lives in a trailer on Wood Street outside of the encampment. She says that despite her best efforts to clear out the drains, water keeps rising around her.
I done cleared out the drain down there. I mean, it was full of trash. And I said it, I mean, when I pulled it all out, the man that worked here, he was like, oh, you smart. You getting it before it even start raining. Yeah, but then I'm still stuck in the puddle. I mean, the lake.
Mona waded through the water just to get in and out of her trailer, dressed in a hoodie, sweatpants, and knee-high boots.
The water is almost a little more inches in it. It'll be in my boots.
Mona and other residents say that they're grateful the city is finally removing trash from the street, but they say they're worried Oakland might follow San Francisco's lead when it comes to encampment clearing. According to SFGate, the city of San Francisco has allegedly continued to sweep encampments in the city in spite of a preliminary injunction intended to prevent just that. Community member Kat has been observing the cleanup in Oakland.
The temporary restraining order actually only applies to the people who are within 1707 Wood Street. And so anybody on the sides of the street, on the side of Raimondi Park, could have been swept today. And so I wanted to be out here with other supporters to, like, you know, the more people who are out here, the more people with cameras are out here too, the more the city behaves like regular human beings and not like a gang that's like trying to fuck up people's lives.
The city of Oakland did not respond to requests for comment by airtime. Meanwhile, cleanup outside Wood Street is set to continue through January 13th, and a federal judge is scheduled to review the Wood Street residents' request for a temporary restraining order on the clearing of the encampment. The current basis of the temporary restraining order is what federal judge William Orrick referred to as a triple-demic, referring to COVID, RSV, and flu, which are all circulating in the Bay, as well as severe weather. Once the rainy weather passes, the city will have to demonstrate to the judge that it will provide adequate housing for the 55 residents still living at Wood Street. Thus far, it has yet to do so. From Oakland, for KPFA, I'm Ellie Prickett-Morgan.